This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. The last time we were here is Tuesday, Monday.
Yeah. Something. What's the last time we've done 2 a week?
Yeah, honestly. Good amount to talk about. Sixers. I would probably be the standout point right now.
Yeah.
They fall short to the Knicks, which
you want to talk about. You want to go game five, game six? You just want to. We want to just jump to game six.
We'll just go to game six and game five. I'm not really surprised. I don't really care for it. I didn't see them going far anyways. So, doesn't really matter to me. But I honestly thought they were just going to lose game five and then it was going to be done. But the Sixers do what the Sixers do and they give fans a little bit of hope. And then that hope gets completely washed away the next game. I think the big point out of that game is Tobias Harris being useless.
Did he take how many shots did he take?
One.
How much money is he making?
Too much.
What is his contract? I'm gonna look his contract up. You can keep speaking.
If like, you want to. It's bad.
Because I'll be honest, I didn't watch a single minute of that.
I didn't either.
I watched most of the first and then the last 2 minutes because I fell asleep.
Here's how I feel: is I didn't watch a single minute because I'm not a Sixers fan who believes at this point.
It's kind of the
if you thought after Game Five they were gonna somehow turn around, you're delusional.
I had a little hope.
That's just how it is. If you really thought that after Game Five the Sixers were gonna win that series, you just haven't watched the Sixers before. If you thought the Sixers were gonna win this series, I could argue that same thing. I never had hope for them this series because they do it every year, and Knicks are just a better team.
Yeah,
they're just literally better. If it went to Game 7, they were going to outscore us. We saw in Game 6, Knicks had a 22-point lead. They came back. Sixers get a 10-point lead. It doesn't matter. Sixers have had double-digit leads every game, and they still lose. Yeah. It doesn't... The Knicks are literally just a better team. That's all it comes down to. And if you thought that the Sixers were going to win, I blame nobody but you who thought they were going to win. Like, that's just how it is.
All right, so I had a little belief because I felt like, you know, you lose a heartbreaking game like that in Game 5 that there could be a little, like, moment of your, like, little doubt. I mean, it was every game was closer, I will say that. But I think the only takeaway if you're a Sixers fan is Tyrese Maxey, like, he's probably the future, but he's probably the best playoff guy. Because I don't know, like, how healthy... Like Embiid will, like how good Embiid's gonna be in the coming future, because like he's still gonna be dominant, but it's like I think the only bright spot in the series was Tyrese Maxey and Embiid just being able to play and dropping like I think he had 30 points a game, but there's a lot of like now just questions that Tobias Harris's contract, he was making $39 million this year. And to close that game, he puts up two. I think he put one or two shots, missed both.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a good analogy for what situation he's in. It's like I don't even know how to explain it. It's like
James Bradbury.
No, it's like It's like you're outside. You're younger. You're at recess with friends, and then you try to force yourself into another group of people that you think
would accept you.
Quote unquote, or cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of how he is. I feel like he kind of just is in that group, but everyone on the team is too scared to say anything. Nobody on the team is like, I don't know how to explain it, how I feel about it. It's like he's a part of a group that he likes being a part of, but nobody else likes him being a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody. So, whatever.
He's like that one weird friend.
Not even joking, I would rather him be off the team and we still pay him than, like, him still playing. Like, I just don't want him to play anymore.
Well, at least Buddy Hield dropped 20.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the game they played was exactly what they needed to do for the whole series, in my opinion, is they had to have those guys that back up Embiid and Maxey.
Yeah.
They had Hield, they had Oubre. Oubre not playing the entire third quarter is wild to me.
I did not see that.
I don't know why they did that. He had like 19 points at halftime. They didn't play him a single minute in the third quarter. I understand you're trying to save him for the fourth quarter, but you, when you have Kyle Lowry and Tobias Harris, who literally scored 0 points, like, it's just bad.
This may have a question for, like, me. It's like, what do you do now this offseason? Because Tobias is gone. You already know that.
I hope you think he's gone, and something's going to happen.
I think Oubre had a one-year deal.
I would re-sign Oubre. I would get rid of Tobias, and then I would go out for a veteran guy.
Would you keep Buddy Hield? I don't know how much.
I would keep Buddy Hield.
I think he's. I don't think he's on contract either. I would. D'Anthony Melton. I don't know about Melton.
I would just get. They need another young guy who's good. I changed my mind completely. I'm not saying I don't want them to get like a veteran because they've done that before and it doesn't go well.
Yeah. How about a Brandon Ingram if he doesn't want to stay? I think he's 26.
He's too off and on for me.
Yeah.
He's not. They need a consistent guy who can drop 20 points. That is all it comes down to.
They need like a James Harden that was younger, like a younger like what they had with James Harden.
They just need. Who could they use? I'm just trying to think. Like, who's a young guy? Like a Kobe White, maybe, or something?
Yeah, but
they just need someone to help Maxi. Like, that's really all they need. Embiid can do his own thing.
They need a Josh Giddey.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like,
without the off-the-floor problems.
Like, they just need somebody other than...
They need a playmaker.
Yeah, they just need somebody. But... I really have nothing else to say.
They don't have that many guys under contract. They have the 2024-2025 rosters contracts. Embiid, Paul Reed, Jeff Downton, and Ricky Council. I like Ricky Council.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple guys I do like. I love Maxie. I hope they can bring back Anthony Melton because I do like him off the bench. Oubre, like I think they could like back, and like Paul Reed. But, like, there's a lot to work to do because you can't keep – how many years has it been? 23 years now?
It's just going to be –
they've been since the Eastern Conference Finals.
Just, if they don't do anything, it's going to be – they're going to make the playoffs next year, but they're just going to keep progressively getting a little bit worse every year.
And older.
They're just not going to – they're not going to get any better. They're not going to stay the same. They're just going to get a little bit worse every year.
Embiid is 30 – is 30 or 31?
That's fine.
All the knee injuries, though.
Then again – like, that's like almost every center, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's not.
Unless you're Jokic, who doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you thought after game five, when they won, that the Sixers had a chance, like, you clearly haven't watched the Sixers before, because I would have bet everything that they lose that series. Like, actually, I was that confident. It doesn't matter, like, we can talk about Game 5. I didn't really watch it, to be honest.
I think Maxey's up for a contract.
He's like a need. They need to re-sign him, and they will.
Oh, yeah, he is up for it. So he's going to his... Is this his fifth year? Is he going to his fifth year or fourth year?
But Maxey scored 7 points in like 15 seconds or something.
Yeah.
It was something crazy.
He's a big game player, man.
Yeah.
I love watching him.
So fourth quarter... Knicks up by three, and then Maxi dribbles up 8 seconds left, and he hits a logo shot. So, if I were watching that game, and I saw him, like, pull up from there and not see the shot, I would be so mad, because you have 8 seconds on the clock. The Knicks are not going to get the ball if you play smart, and then you decide to pull from the logo.
The only reason why I think it was a good shot... Wait, breaking news. The Bills made a signing. Chase Claypool is a Buffalo Bill. It's actually real.
Yeah, you'll definitely never see him in a regular season game.
Yep. All right, back to the Sixers. But yeah, I think I like that shot just because I think it gives you enough time just to get an offensive rebound. At the same time, like, he drilled that thing.
I'm just saying, if I was looking at that, if I was watching, and imagine he missed and they didn't get the rebound, I would be upset. I would be really upset because that to me is all blame on Maxey there. There's no other way around it unless some crazy, like, somebody should have gotten the rebound and they missed it. But, again, amazing shot. But if he missed, that could have been so bad because you had 8 seconds left and you could have had a better shot. but he made it. So
it's gonna be a really tough offseason for the Sixers just to see what they're gonna do. Like, I they're gonna have cap room, I'm pretty sure, because there's not many guys under contract, but that Maxey contract's gonna be big. It's gonna be fun though to see. I like when teams go through these little stuff. It gives me a picture of the fans what they're gonna do this all season. I don't think Buddy Hield's gonna return. I don't think it really worked out in Philly for Buddy, in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kelly should be one of their priorities to resign to a 1 or 2 year deal. So I think he's just a nice bench to starting. If you need to play, if you need to start him, he can give you a cool 15.
Yeah.
But yeah. Go to the Phillies. You wanna jump into Phillies?
Yeah. First team to 20 wins.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. Still second in the NL East because the Braves are just annoying.
Johan Rojas.
Yeah, he's a beast all of a sudden. And I'm
Nicky C hit a homer, then struck out 4 times the next game.
Yeah. I'm not gonna boost my ego too hard, but I did say Johan Rojas was gonna have a huge improvement from last season, and so far it's looking like that.
Yeah.
I said, and I'm pretty sure I said he's not gonna have a crazy improvement. I said he's gonna bat at least 240, and I think he's above that a little bit. I think he might be batting 260, 250.
I think he is.
But
he's gonna pop in that bat too. That thing was smoked.
I'm feeling good about the Phillies right now.
I thought Gregory Soto gave up a walk off.
I haven't watched a full Phillies game in way too long, and I was going I usually want to the whole weekend, but tonight obviously I can't because they're doing it on Apple TV Plus.
Are they actually?
Mm-hmm.
I hate those.
I know.
I'm not paying $5 to watch one game. I think it's $10.
It's just so dumb. The commentators suck.
Yeah.
It's
just be on MLB the app.
Yeah, just watching the GameCast thing.
I'll just be on it. Yeah, MLB Network.
I mean, I'm definitely gonna watch the games following it, but it just sucks because Friday night games are always good. Yeah, and they're always fun to watch.
And when you put it on a stupid Peacock, and that I can't stand.
Yeah,
it's abysmal how they do that.
Yeah,
but I think Suarez won NL Pitcher of the Month,
which he deserved.
But there's one guy I really want to talk about, and that will be Mason Miller. I've seen highlights of that. Yeah. He might be the nastiest reliever I've ever seen in my life, the way he throws that ball.
It's just scary because we've seen previously if you throw the ball that hard, you're bound to get injured.
Yeah.
So.
But he's probably the best player on the Oakland A's by him and Zach Galloff.
Yeah, their team is surprisingly decent. So.
Yeah, with a guy like Mason Miller, who, he's only 25. He's throwing gas.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Never even heard of the man before this year, so.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did. I mean, he did I think he did 3.4. Yeah, I checked out a day or two ago last year, but, I mean, he's been dominant. Gunner won AL Player of the Month. Colin Kowser won Rookie of the Month, and then Gunner won NL Player of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
That Cubs pitcher, I don't know
how Amanga,
yeah,
or something. Yeah, he's nasty.
He's nasty. I think 0.7.
Same with Yamamoto. He turned it around.
Even I saw a graphic of the three Japanese players who came over.
Yeah,
Padres.
Him, Yamamoto, and
who's the Padres reliever? Yuki Matsui.
Yeah, something that.
He's got a 2 point something.
Yeah.
Maybe the Phillies could get one of these guys. I need an international player.
I think probably any other player that's not on the Phillies, my favorite player that's not on the Phillies, top three is probably, I don't even know. I like a lot of guys that are not even, I love Gunner, yeah. I love Adley, I love Mookie.
I'm a big Julio guy.
Bellinger. Julio Rodriguez?
Yeah, I love Julio.
I think he's cool, but.
I like Julio, I like Tatis.
Oh, okay.
I do, I like the swagger he has.
That's just annoying.
I mean, it's annoying.
Tatis is just
I'm not.
He tries so hard to be just. At least he. I don't know if he still is because now he's just irrelevant all of a sudden. Because. All
right. Who's your top five non-Phillies players?
Favorite or top five best?
Like you like the your favorite top five?
Probably one. This year, it's probably one is Betts, two is Gunner, three. This year, I'm just going to do all, like, not just this year.
Yeah.
One Betts, probably two Gunner, three Bellinger, four Adley, five. I don't even know. Because both my favorite, like, Nick Castellanos and Trey Turner was, like, literally my favorite player.
Yeah.
Like, ever in the MLB. And then he went to the Phillies. So, fifth? Ugh. I don't even know. I don't even know. Maybe, like, Jorge Soler? Like, I don't know.
With the pop. My five? I think Ellie. I'd throw Ellie in there. Throw Gunner. Julio. I'm a big young guys guy. So, like, CJ Abrams, I've been loving watching. And one other guy. Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, so I can't think of, like, a fifth. Oh, I know. Fifth for me is Josh Young, because I just like his swing. He's my favorite swing in the MLB.
And my fifth, I think Garcia.
Adolis?
Yeah, Adolis Garcia.
Like, Josh Young's swing is, like, without a doubt, my favorite swing in the MLB.
Garcia or Bobby Witt, I like watching. Bobby Witt is just a freak to me.
Yeah. All the young guys, like, we're almost in the era where all the guys that we watched growing up are going to be retiring soon. Like
Paul Goldschmidt's, like, in his mid-30s.
That guy needs to, like, he's still good. Don't get me wrong. He's still good, but he needs to retire. Like, he's still...
Has Nolan Arenado been good?
I don't know.
I remember when he played the Phillies, he was, like,
not like, doing... personally, don't get me wrong. Goldschmidt is, he's a starter first baseman for so many teams, and he's still really good. It's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like he's been in the league so long, and I just feel like he needs to retire. I don't know. Even though he's still good.
Yeah, Nolan Arenado got one homer, 13 RBIs, and he's batting .271.
But yeah, he's been good.
He's got no pop, though.
I mean, if you're batting .271, though.
Yeah. But when
Paul Goldschmidt is 36. About kind of a, not older player, but Mike Trout.
Oh, yeah. Injury.
I was really sad.
Did you see the stuff that Stephen A. Smith said about him?
How it's karma.
Yeah.
He's a joke. That guy is actually a joke. I used to think Stephen A. Smith was actually, like, decent. But now, like, after he said that, lost all respect for him.
He knows his basketball. He does not know a single thing about baseball.
Yeah. If you're saying what did he say? He got karma for running?
Staying
on the Angels.
And running out of fly ball.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? That's what you're supposed to do in baseball. I don't know. And then he loves hating on Joel Embiid. He loves hating on Joel Embiid. But after he said that about Trout,
just...
Like, I was genuinely sad when I saw Trout got injured.
Oh, yeah, he's on pace to have one of his better years of, like...
He's on pace to be in the conversation of what would happen, like... How good would he be if these injuries didn't happen?
Yeah.
Like, what other players had that? Like, Derrick Rose, kind of.
Derrick Rose.
But we did see Trout before all these injuries do amazing.
I think he won, three MVPs.
Three MVPs.
And he's top five in every single one.
And he's probably gotten all-star votes every year. I don't know if he's made it. Because of injuries, but
The only time he's not made the All Star was 2020 COVID shortened year and his rookie year when he played 40 games.
It's just
not rookie like.
It's so sad because I thought for a second I was like, maybe he won't get injured, maybe it's not gonna happen. All of a sudden, torn meniscus. Like, I was not expecting that.
Thankfully, it's not a season ending, but, like, man, it's gonna suck. Like,
everyone's saying that it's not a season ending. Yeah, it's not a season ending, but it takes 2 months to recover. And
yeah,
who knows if he's gonna get injured again if he comes back? Probably. Like, it's just everyone's like, yeah, it's not season ending, so who really cares? He'll be back. Will he though? Will he be back? Like,
it sucks. Like,
When did he injure it?
I think it was the Philly series.
Was it the first game?
I think it was, because he didn't play the second game. Because Mickey Moniak came in.
It was either... Oh.
I think it was the first game.
Did he, like, come in mid-game?
No, I think he got called up, like, the next day.
I don't know if it was during a game or, like, practice or something. Because, like, I was really not expecting it at all. I went on Instagram. I don't
know anybody know.
I literally went on Instagram and just said torn meniscus. I'm like, oh. Because, I don't know. Usually that kind of stuff happens in game, I feel like. But, I just wanted to see him play out a full season. But
yeah. You know, stick with AL.
Yeah.
The Chicago White Sox pulled off a sweep against the Rays. The Rays, like, I knew the Rays weren't going to be the best team.
Yeah.
You can't lose to the minor league team.
Yeah.
I think Benintendi hit 3 home runs that series.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Everyone can say anything they want about the White Sox, including myself. They are, without a doubt, the worst team in baseball.
They might be the worst team in a long time.
If you're, like, talking trash to
a White Sox
to the Rays about getting swept, you know how, like, I feel like it's always the people that don't watch baseball. There is so many times where the worst team wins.
Oh, yeah.
So it happens so often. I would say 1 every 3 games it happens.
Yeah.
Just like as an average.
I mean, heck, the Athletics won a 7-game win streak last year.
The Dodgers, you see it every year. They have the best, like, they have the best. Yeah, they literally have the best roster, and they're losing to guys that they shouldn't.
I think they lost 3 out of 4 to the Pirates last year in LA.
Like, they're losing series to the Nationals. Like, it just happens. If you're a bad team, you still have a chance to beat these good guys because they can have an off day.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. So, obviously getting swept by the White Sox, if you're a Rays fan, is not, like, the greatest look, but it happens all the time. So.
Did you see the play at the plate with the Mets game? The Mets, Cubs? You see what happened there when they,
I feel like I did, but you didn't even remind
me. The guy
me.
Got thrown out, but they, like, had to review it. It was looked for blocking the plate. It was the Cubs.
Oh, was it Alonso sliding in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about that? If you like saw that.
Like, do I think if it's blocking?
Yeah.
The plate? No, I don't think it's blocking. I think Alonso just kind of got unlucky and lifted his hand above home plate.
Yeah, I did. I did see he lifted his hand. I initially thought he was safe when I saw the video from it.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Mets get met again.
Yeah.
It's good for them. I can't stand them.
I can't stand anybody in the NL East besides, like, no, I really can't stand anybody in the NL East, like, at all.
Yeah, I can stand Miami a little bit, but when they play Miami, I hate it because I feel like they always lose a series in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really like, I hate the Braves, of course. You gotta hate the Braves.
Yeah.
The Mets I hate because of the
Mets. I feel like every baseball fan that's not a Mets fan hates the Mets.
Yeah.
And the Yankees.
Yeah, like, with the Mets, it's like, they signed all these players. This year, they didn't, but, because, like, Luis Severino has been good, though. I will say that. Severino, I think, has got a 2-something. I'm glad he's playing well, but everybody else in the Mets, I hate. Pete Alonso, I respect.
I don't like him.
I respect them. I just can't. I hate
him. I do not like Pete Alonso one bit.
The whole video from him doing the... The workout from the home run derby?
Yeah, that. He just, like, he takes, oh, God, who, what is here? I'm trying to think of another analogy. He's like that one guy that you played in Little League Baseball.
Who tries the most?
No. Who brings all the
accessories?
The arm sleeves.
Oh, the accessory guy?
Yeah. Like, he's like that, but he is not the best on the team.
He's like the basketball player who has, like, the arm sleeve, the knee,
the
headband.
He tries. Obviously, you're supposed to try your hardest.
Yeah.
But in the, like, after that whole home run derby thing, like, I just don't like him.
Like, you working out mid derby, like, dude, like, what are you doing? Go take some swings. No one wants to see you doing.
Yeah, I.
Squats or whatever they're called.
I don't like him at all. But that's just my opinion. Mets City Connect uniforms are pretty nice.
I do like the gray.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like them and the Nats. I love the Nationals.
The Rays ones are pretty good. I don't think they're... everyone's freaking out about them. They love the Rays.
Is that the...
the glow-in-the-dark.
I think I've seen them before.
Everyone loves those because of all... I'm assuming the flashy colors, but... I think they're all right. Actually, no. I think they're good. I don't think they're all right. I think they're good. But I think people are heavily overrating them. That's just my opinion.
I like the, I like, if that's black or gray. I like that. Not, I like them. They look pretty cool.
That's what I mean. Like, they're cool.
I don't like the green Nike swoosh. That's the one thing I won't like.
A lot of people are saying it's like the best one. I'm like, no.
I think the Nats have one underrated great one.
Yeah, good thing they're getting rid of them.
Huh?
Yeah, they're getting rid of them after this year, aren't they?
The City Canucks?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
The Nationals are getting rid of theirs, I'm pretty sure. After this year, they're done.
I hope it's not true.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I can't have that, because I love the cherry blossom. Well, they have. The gray and the pink go so well together.
Nationals.
And they wear them, like, every day. I feel like.
Yeah.
What?
At the end of the season, they'll retire the jerseys.
Huh. It's my favorite ones.
Yeah, I think it's everyone's.
I'm going to have to get one, then.
Yeah, but whose jersey are you going to get?
CJ Abrams?
Yeah.
Or Mackenzie Gore?
All right, no.
Why?
Mackenzie Gore.
Hey, I'll take CJ Abrams is a dog.
Yeah. Either him or, like, who else is on that team?
Lane Thomas?
That's who I was thinking, but I don't really like Lane Thomas.
Or, Nick Senzel.
I remember when he was supposed to be, like...
Was he top five pick?
He was supposed to be nuts.
What year was he drafted? Six? No.
I remember it was, like, him, Nolan Gorman, there was, like, a bunch of top prospects the one year. I forget what year it was, but I'm just too tired for all this right now, to be honest.
Mickey Miller, Adam Hainsley. Oh, I forgot. I remember Adam Hainsley, center fielder, Phillies.
Phillies, yeah.
Number 40.
I went to the Reading game, and he hit a home run. Or, like, no, he hit, like, two home runs in a game or something. I remember.
He's just never looked like a baseball player to me.
He looks like a... Who's a guy that does not look like he's supposed to play baseball? Like, what's his name?
What team does he play for?
He played for the Nationals. He wore goggles. He was a bullpen guy. Sean Doolittle.
Oh.
Like, he just didn't look like Bartolo Colon.
So, Sean Doolittle was, like, a good player. Adam Hazley was awful.
Yeah, he was not good.
Like, Mickey Mantle looked like a baseball player. That guy...
Yeah, he had flashes of being, like,
that
crazy.
Spring training he had, I think it was 2 years ago, and then he broke his finger. And he just
what about
never...
the, Oh, my...
You just go down the memory of Roto.
I'm just so tired. I'm so tired I can't even think of people's names, but I know who they are.
Who are bad Phillies prospects?
Like, who's the guy that played, like, every position for the Phillies?
Scott Kingery?
Yeah. God, I just can't think
of anything. He had a 15-homer that year.
Yeah.
Well, this is the guy. Signed to a 6-year deal. He's been in the minor leagues every year. Who else?
Is he still in the Phillies? Like,
yeah, pretty sure.
Oh, I want to get him called up so bad.
I think he played a couple last year, 2 years ago.
When I went to a Phillies game, I think it was when Harper, I don't know if Harper was playing yet. Like, I don't know if he was on the Phillies. I think
he played the first year. That's what I think the year that he got called up. Scott Curry.
I think Harper was playing when I was at a Phillies game and Corey Dickerson tossed me a ball.
Oh, I forgot about Corey Dickerson.
He was like... I think he's still playing, too.
I forgot when they traded for him.
Like, yeah.
This is the guy.
Yeah, I remember Reese was on the team. Bohm, I think, was on the team.
No, Bohm came up the COVID year.
Also, if you've ever been to a Phillies game, which you have.
Yeah.
Alec Bohm in person is the tallest human ever. He is. Like, if you're, like, obviously, like, watching on TV or playing video games or something.
Yeah.
Seeing MLB players, it's like, oh, okay. You kind of just, like, forget how tall they are.
Yeah.
Like, they are monsters. The only guy that's, like, kind of shorter is, like, on the Phillies is, like, maybe Stott. But I think Stott's probably, like, 5'9". But it's crazy. Like, I remember when I went to the Panthers-Eagles game, Cam Newton, like, first time seeing him, I was, like, scared. And I was sitting so far away from him.
Yeah.
Like, he is huge.
I'm going by my memory, like, these, like, some Phillies prospects, I remember, like, were so bad. Like,
there was a lot.
I don't know.
Who's the one pitcher tearing it up right now for the Phillies?
I don't know. I saw an article on him. That the one no one wanted, but the one that's been, like,
yeah,
great.
I forget his name, though.
They have some good prospects now, man. Mick Abel.
Yeah, Andrew Painter. Mick Abel's probably the best one.
Andrew Painter, if he can stay healthy. Andrew Painter is just healthy and he pitches somewhat like he did his first minor league year, then he should be up soon. Justin Crawford's been good. I think Aiden Miller has been good, too. But you have, like, Adam Hazley, Mickey Moniak, Cornelius Randolph. They got rid of J.P. Crawford. I always forget J.P. Crawford was a Phillies draft.
I didn't even know that. I'm looking at top prospects for the Phillies that never turned out. I'm going to see if I know any of these people.
I mean, the Phillies now have four top 100 prospects now. I mean, when they just had one, they'd be like, oh my gosh, we have a top 100 prospect. I know this.
Jay Happ?
Yeah.
I feel like I know who that is.
Dolphins signed Odell Beckham Jr. 1 year, $3 million.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Look at that. We got some news breaking.
Yeah. That's actually not bad for them.
They need another receiver.
I don't know, like, any of these people for top prospects.
Who are they?
Hold on. They're all, like, 90s guys, so. Carlos Carrasco. I didn't even know he was on the Phillies, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I literally had no idea that was
I had to think about what his... I think I've written his name real quick. I know Charlie Morton was a Philly prospect. Pretty sure.
I
know he played for the Phillies.
Yeah. Who... I'm trying to... biggest Phillies first-round draft bust.
I think Mickey Munich has to be the one. Well, not, like, one of them.
Jeff Jackson is one.
I don't know who that
Like, he's an 80s guy. Like, I don't know how we're supposed to know that. Mickey Moniak is two.
Yeah. First of all.
After coming off a dreadful 2015 season, Phillies barely avoided a 100-loss season. How times have changed.
Who's... I gotta go back. Was it 2016 draft class? 2016 MLB draft class. Please tell me it goes to Baseball Reference. Nope, of course it doesn't. Wait, there it is. All right.
Ian Anderson.
So, this was the top three. Mickey Moniak, Nick Senzel, Ian Anderson. That was the top three draft picks of that year.
Ian Anderson's pretty good.
He was.
Yeah.
AJ Polk went six.
I don't even know who that
Braxton,
is.
Braxton, he's a Marlins.
Cal Quantrill, we know him, he's on the Rockies.
Kyle Lewis, former rookie, Josh Lowe.
Gavin Lux.
Will Benson. Will Benson's been a leaf.
Forrest Whitley, I remember him.
Alex Kurloff. Gavin Lux went 20.
Eric Lawler. Will Smith went 32. There's that happens so often, I feel like, in baseball. There's Nick Lodolo so many steals.
Went 41.
Nick Solak. Bo Bichette. Pete Alonso. Oh, my God, it was stacked. Nolan Jones.
And the Phillies drafted none other than Mickey Moniak.
Akil Baddoo. Jake Fraley.
I thought he was going to be good.
I think everyone did. He had a crazy, start.
Then he just fell off.
Jesus Luzardo, Dustin May, Jojo Romero, Zach Allen, Corbin Burns.
What round did Zach Allen go?
306th pick.
Jeez Louise.
DJ Peters. I think he's now starting. Oh, no, he did get called up a while ago. I remember with the Dodgers. Shane Bieber, I thought he was way older, to be honest.
Shane Bieber got drafted in 2016?
Yeah, I thought he was way older.
Is it college? I think he might have played in college.
Kevin Biggio.
What team is he on?
Blue Jays still, I think.
He's still on the Blue Jays?
I think so. Let me check if I can.
I could probably just switch over right now.
It doesn't actually tell
you
me.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Randall Gorchuk.
Tommy Edman. In the sixth round, that's a steal. Sam Huff. I don't think he's... I feel like he's played
still,
a little
he's
bit.
He's on the Blue Jays.
No, he's played a little bit. No, he's on the Rangers, I think.
No, I'm talking about the Kevin Biggio.
Tony Gonsolin, round nine.
Was the Dodgers drafted Gavin Lux, Will Smith, and Tony Gonsolin in that draft?
Yeah, that was stacked. Michael King, round 12. Nate Lowe. Derek Hall, round 14.
Yep, couple game Derek. You know, that's how I like to call him.
Jack Sawinski was round 15.
Who went number one in 2017?
Sawinski was drafted by the Padres. What?
You know, I think the trade happened with him and David Bednar went together to the. Because I know Bednar was a Padre.
Yeah,
too.
I don't think. I think that's like all the guys I know.
2017 was Royce Lewis went one, Hunter Green went two, Mackenzie Gore three, Brandon McKay. Four to the Rays, and then five was Kyle Wright.
Oh, Kevin Ginkle. I know who that is. Round 22. How many rounds are there?
There's like 40-something, but they changed them.
Oh my gosh.
And there used to be 40. I think they changed it now.
I'm looking for guys that I know, but I don't... I think...
Jake Berger went top 12 in 2017. Shane
Baugh. Spencer Steer.
Dude, Shane Baugh. Spencer, what do you run at Spencer Steer go?
29.
Jeez Louise. Pavin Smith was a top 7 pick in 2017. Is Shane Baugh going to be good?
Zach McKinstry.
What team does he play on? White Sox?
He was on the Dodgers. He got drafted by him. I remember he got called up, and he had a crazy game. I think he had a walk-off home run.
Is Shane Baugh going to be good? Because I feel like Shane Baugh has, like, the stuff to be good. He just never plays.
I don't really know. I really don't know anything about him. I know, like, who he is. He's a starting pitcher, right?
Yeah, for the Rays. He got traded with Glass now.
Yeah, I don't even know who that,
that
is.
That Chris Archer trade will always, like...
Brent Rooker?
Yeah.
He got drafted by the Twins.
Brent Rooker got drafted in 2016.
Adley?
I bet you then Adley.
Wait, he was...
Yeah, because of high school. Because remember, you allowed to do that, and then you allowed to, like, I'm going to college.
Do you know what team he was drafted by?
So Adley got drafted what round?
40.
40.
To be honest, I literally thought he was a higher pick, and I thought he was only on the Orioles.
I
want to
say, like, Giants.
Mariners. Like, I had no idea. I thought he was, like, a high-round pick and always was on the Orioles, but I guess not.
Brent Rooker got drafted first round in 2017 by the Twins. I think Brent Rooker got drafted twice. Yeah. Well, Brent Rooker got drafted in 2016 in round 38 by the Twins, and then he went to college for 1 year. Got drafted by the Twins in the first round.
I'm looking at the 2021 draft.
Who's in that draft?
Jack Leiter, Colton Cowser. So we're just like now seeing these guys get. Matt McClain. Jackson Merrill. Wow, this is like a really dead draft.
I believe in Jack Leiter.
Yeah, I do too. Mason Miller.
Dog.
Is that Hunter Green?
No, Hunter Green I drafted.
Oh, no, Hunter Goodman. Sorry, the thing was cut off. Yeah. Bryce Miller. I think I know who that is. Christian Encarnacion Strand. I know who that is. Yeah, a lot of these guys are like... That's crazy to me how, like, so much of it in baseball is, like, so many guys just get cut off.
Yeah, I know.
But so many guys... It's so... Like 20, it's probably the hardest sport to go pro in.
Yeah, because there's so many, like, rounds and so many people.
I mean, the hardest sport to go top level, like MLB.
Yeah, because like football and basketball, you get put right into it. You're already in the big leagues. NHL, you have to work up. But like baseball, you have to get through like single, like rookie ball, rookie A, like another rookie ball, like single A, double A, triple A. But like 2020, Spencer Torkelson went first. Hissing Cusid went two.
Oh, there's my cousin's on here.
Max Meyer went three. AC Lacy. Before then, Austin Martin went 5 in 2020.
My cousin got drafted round 14 by the Padres, but he's not even on there anymore.
What did he play now?
He just got picked up by the Red Sox.
What's his name?
Adam Smith. You definitely don't.
No, I don't know.
There's just, like, that's what I mean. Is there's just so many guys.
I know.
Like,
Bobby Miller.
And there's so many levels. It's like, what does it go? MLB, AAA, AA.
Single A, rookie ball.
Yeah, it's like single A, is there single A like plus or something? Like, it's crazy how many levels there are. My cousin did throw a combined no-hitter on the Padres minor league team.
What's he play? Pitcher? Is he just pitcher?
I don't know if he's reliever or starter.
What if he's offense and defense? What if he's a pitcher and hitter?
I think he played shortstop in college.
Bill signed. Yeah. DeWan.
Oh no, he's a relief pitcher and shortstop. In college, he played at UNC.
He's in North Carolina Tar Heels.
No, UNC Wilmington. It's what's their logo?
Got my hopes up.
They're good. I just forget what they're. It's like a. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but we're running out of time. So
Odell Beckham's contract is 1 year up to $3 million with incentives that could push up to $8.25 million. So he can.
I hope he sticks out, but I don't think he will. But I think we're going to end it off there.
Yeah. It was a nice pod. You know, we just talked about a lot of busts.
Yeah.
Like Adam Haseley.
Yeah. A lot of chill podcast.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Nice Friday pod, you know.
But, yeah, going to be watching a lot of sports over the weekend, so we'll probably be back beginning of next week.
Like Mickey Moniak. Yeah. Not going to appear, you know. Disappear.
Yeah. All right. This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We'll be back next time.